Welcome to the Sustainable Sales Series. This is a short and impactful 5-part series where I get to share with you how you can get off the income roller coaster and actually make sales with ease all the time. All of this while you're obviously growing and building your life as business, because you know I'm all about that. Now, for some transparency, back in 2021, when I got pregnant, I had a bit of a, let's just call it a midlife crisis, but a business one, where I realized that I was doing all the things I thought I was meant to. And what I meant is that I was on all the time, whether I was working or thinking about the business, I didn't really get to enjoy the freedom that I had at the time. And I was looking at what others were doing, I was listening to a million mentors, I just felt overwhelmed by all the different possibilities. And I was trying strategies that I thought were gonna give me results, were gonna make me feel good, but they didn't ultimately align with who I am. So I had really forgotten who I was. I had gotten lost in the noise of the online world, and I was feeling overwhelmed because I wasn't focusing on the things that were important to me. That's when I decided, screw this, I'm gonna do things my way. So fast forward to now, honestly, things couldn't be more different. I am running my dream life first business, only working 15 to 20 hours per week. I make consistent sales with a tiny audience and actually get to enjoy the freedom that I craved back in the day, including now moving to Italy and buying our dream house all cash. And all thanks to my decision to focus on the things that mattered, which was sustainable sales and doing things my way. And I want to help you do the same inside BSA, which is my 6-month Mastermind Style Sales Accelerator. It's a super supportive, very close-knit program where we focus on creating your unique path to consistent sales your way. And obviously, you know me, it's all done with a very simple life-first approach. And I have created this sustainable sales series, say that 10 times, to give you a glimpse into what it takes to make consistent sales and a taste of what it's like in my world when it comes to strategy and sales. And because I love to practice and I do teach transparent sales, this is also your open invitation to join us inside BSA, because the doors are now open officially and you get a special price right now of only £600 per month or 3.5K if you're paying full for the whole 6 months. Honestly, this program is going to change the way you operate your business forever, the way you feel about sales, the way you sell, how much more ease you're going to have around things. So you can enroll inside BSA. It's all in the show notes. Or if you have a DM, just send a question, send me a DM. But anyway, let's get into the episode now. Hello, friend, and welcome to the final day of the Sustainable Sales Series. Oh my God, I have actually botched that about 3 or 4 times before I actually got it right now. So yay for me. We are on the final day, and to cover a little bit of what we went through, hopefully you've gone through it one by one every single day, or if you're binging it, even better. But if you are binging this, I'm hoping you took some notes. And even more than that, I'm hoping that you are planning on joining Better Sales Academy, which is going to be all in the show notes. Okay. If you want to make assistant sales, that's the place for you. Anyway, we covered having a clear vision and a plan. Then we covered all about your sales messaging, going deeper with your offer, differentiating yourself. After that, we went deeper into visibility and actually being seen by people, growing your audience to make sure that you're always selling to new people. After which, we obviously had to go into building reputation and trust, being the embodiment of the thing that you're selling. And today, now that we've covered all of this ground, we're talking about unapologetic sales, and specifically how to sell directly. What is the thing that you should be doing or not be doing? And to get you started, because you know I'm all about examples and practical things, and this is also what BSA is all about, just actually getting you to take action. Because if you're not taking action, you're not going to see results. This is why it's a 6-month accelerator, because I could have made it into an 8-week program. But you're not going to do something in 8 weeks that is going to change your business forever. It's just not the case. Even if you learn something that is an absolute game changer, you're still going to go out there. You're going to have trial and error. And I don't want to leave you alone while you're doing that. I want to be there to give you feedback. I want to support you through that. Because this way, after the 6 months, you're just ready to go and just do your own thing and live your best life first life. Anywho, I want you to do an exercise. I want you to think of the last 3 investments that you made. And when I say investments, it could basically just not stuff. I'm not talking about like the last Zara dress that you bought. I'm talking more about like maybe you went to, to get a fancy facial. Maybe you invested in a VA. Maybe you did something for your business. Like, you know, you went to a program, a coach, whatever it may be. I want you to think of what made you buy. Go out there and go like analyze your exact mental and physical, like the actual thing that you did, the process that you went through. Okay. And like, I can give you an example. Okay. One of my most recent purchases in the last few months for my business is a membership. I joined a 12-month membership of someone that I literally haven't seen for years. And this is the important, very interesting thing. It's a dude, His name is Josh Spector. He's a very cool guy. Highly recommend. He's, you know, he's on Twitter. He does some very cool stuff. All about newsletter. And I literally randomly went on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter in years at this point. And I saw that he was talking about his current launch, how he's launching this membership. It's like a monthly drop and all, you know, all these things. So I thought, okay, that's very interesting. And basically, I was hooked on how he was talking about the launch. And this was the interesting thing to me. What got me was not what he was dropping inside the membership, was how he was selling his process. Basically, all I could see that all of his marketing sales was around, you know, FOMO, because the price was going up, to social proof. He was talking a lot about what people were doing inside the membership or the feedback that they had and so on. And I love the fact that, you know, he had names and photos of the people, so they weren't just random screenshots. And then he was literally sharing like, oh, look, since I shared this kind of content yesterday, three more people signed up. And look, we're in the last 3 days of the launch and I've already had 70% more sales. And I just... I was mesmerized by how he was talking about businesses, how much he was simplifying things. So I just had to sign up. You know, like literally someone that I probably haven't been on his newsletter for at least 2.5 years, if not longer. I literally just saw a few of his tweets. I went and I checked his tweets again the next day. And then the day after, literally on day three, I was like, screw it. I'm just going to go and I'm just going to go for it. And it was like, I don't know. I can't even remember how much I paid. Maybe like 500, 1,000, something like that. No, maybe a bit more. Maybe around 1,000 for the year. So that is just one example of how someone is buying, okay? And I have a million more examples. But I want you to do the same for yourself. How did you get to invest in the people that you invested in recently? And if you want to take this to the next level, go do the same with someone who is an ideal client or a couple of your clients. Ask them, what was your experience like in terms of deciding to invest in this? What was the mental and physical process that you went through? Because you're going to be shocked at seeing some patterns and also some big differences. And the reason why I'm going through this, you know, big ass intro and example is because I'm all about explaining to you the process rather than just giving you a thing. But what I'm trying to say here, by giving you this example, is why I need to tell you that it's your job to sell all the time, and also to be selling in different ways, because different people buy in different ways. So I want you to sell in ways that feel good to you, because obviously there's not just one way. If you don't feel good selling, you know, again, we can uncover some of the mindset stuff, because there's often, you know, a lot of limiting beliefs around sales and around what it means if you are a sleazy salesperson or no one's gonna like you if you sell and all of these things. But on top of that, we need to find a way that really just feels genuine to you. And also this way needs to be a way, or the different ways, because you don't just sell one way, in a way that works to the people that you're trying to appeal to. So, for example, if your people are super busy people and they don't have time to spend all day watching your Instagram stories as you're selling every day and showing all this like cool embodiment content and all the stuff that we talked about, because they're just too busy, they just don't have time for that. But you're sitting there on stories every single day and selling, well, that's not gonna work, is it? They just miss it, literally. But instead, you could focus more on something like email marketing, because that doesn't disappear. They can read it in their own time, you know? And also, bonus point, it can be done, you know, anytime for you. You can outsource it very easily if you need to. You can repurpose and so on. Or, again, for this type of very busy person, maybe selling much more in a podcast episode would work well for them. Something that can be listened to on the go. So I want you to think, what is the easiest way for you to sell that you really enjoy and your ideal client also enjoys, especially after this, you do the exercise that I told you about? Do the exercise. I'm telling you, go ask three people that are your ideal clients about their most recent, maybe two investments, and get them to tell you exactly like how long have they been following that person, if they even follow them. Like, look at me. I haven't seen Josh Spector stuff for years. And you'll be surprised at the different ways in which you can be creative with selling, okay? And this is why I really, really need you to sell all the freaking time. How I think about sales is that it becomes a part of your personal brand, because this is the only way in which you actually get to have an impact. You might think that by helping people for free, creating like a little reel or, a cool email, you're helping people, but truly, you won't have an impact until you actually help someone directly. And that can be through your course, your done-for-you work, your one-to-one, your mastermind, whatever it may be. This is how you reach your big why. This is how you create that vision that we created on first day. This is how you make your plan happen, okay? So you need to realize that when you feel like you're selling too much, what you're doing is that you're activating the spotlight effect, where you're thinking everyone is looking at you, everyone's watching, everyone's listening, but they're not. Most people just care about their own problems, okay? And the people who are watching and are actually judging you, they're not your people. They're not your tribe. Your tribe is there because they have the problem that you're solving. Your tribe is there because they have the desire that you create and you make a reality for them, okay? This is why it's so important that you actually feel empowered when you're selling. Because if you are not going to be selling consistently, you cannot have sustainable income. And if you don't feel safe in your income and your income is up and down all the freaking time, you cannot have a life-first business. I'm telling you now that the more unapologetically you sell, and confidently, I'm talking about calm confidence, not like, you know, being extroverted necessarily. Because personally, I don't think they need to be extroverted at all to be a good salesperson. It's all around speaking to your people, okay? I want you to know that the more unapologetic you are, the more you magnetize people. Because people love confidence. People buy into confidence, okay? And you really cannot... Okay, I'm trying to think of the simplest way to put this for you, okay? Yes, we talked about strategy right now. You know, all the different ways in which you could be selling, doing it in a way that feels good to you, that appeals to your ideal client, like, you know, if they're busy, do this kind of thing and this kind of thing. But there's another layer here, which is very much that you cannot sell consistently, regardless of the result, without getting strategic and going deeper with yourself, okay? Your energy needs to be unwavering when it comes to sales. Nothing means anything. If you're putting something out there, and two people buy, and you want the 20, it doesn't mean that you suck. If you put something out there and there are crickets on day 3 of your launch, it doesn't mean that no one's going to buy by the end. It's so important that you don't have circumstantial power, which means that you only have power when people give it to you. You only have power when someone validates you. It's very important when it comes to sales to very much focus on inwards, to focus on what you know is the important thing, and putting yourself out there with that energy, regardless of what's happening inside you, okay? You cannot just focus on the strategy, because strategy is not going to carry you through the bad moments. In the bad moments, there's going to be limiting beliefs. There are going to be the weakest parts of your mindset that are going to come out. All of your triggers, everything is going to come to surface, which is why it's so important to also learn how you can go deeper with yourself, okay? This is why inside BSA, we touch on both the strategy and the mindset and energetics. And this is why one of the two coaching calls that we have every single month is going to be very much around unapologetic sales, around the confidence, around the mindset, around how not to freak out when no one's buying, around how not to, you know, go through shiny object syndrome and want to change your strategies all the time because you see someone else doing something or something is not working in this very moment, you know? Don't let things mean anything other than, you know, just plainly, objectively, what they are. That's it, okay? Like, I want you to think, if you sell something right now and no one is buying, you have two options. You know, I'm giving it to you in very raw, hard words, but you have to sink or swim. So are you going to be sinking or just going to keep swimming? You know, just keep swimming. The reality is that you can always find another way to sell. You can always, you know, grow your audience, get a better audience, more engaged audience. You can always create a new offer. You can always tweak your messaging. Like, don't let these things mean anything. Because that's going to affect your energy when you sell again. Or even worse, it's going to make you not sell. Instead, I want you to focus on that vision that we created in the beginning, on that plan. And if the plan is tweaking, that's cool, you know? And again, remember, like, if you don't want to be going through this alone, if you feel like at the moment you want consistent sales, but you're not just quite sure what's missing, maybe you've been trying to put the pieces together in this puzzle of sales, and maybe you've invested in a bunch of programs, but none of them have quite come together into a clear strategy, that's what BSA is all about. I want to help inside BSA, because remember, this is not a course, this is a program, a 6-month program. And I know some people will be like, ooh, 6 months is too much for me. But the reality is that if you want sustainable sales, it's going to take trial and error. And it's up to you if you want to join a random 4-week sales program that just teaches you to like sell behind the scenes in the DMs, but it doesn't actually help you with your offers or your mindset or your messaging or, you know, all the stuff that doesn't just, you know, mean the sales conversation, because that only happens at the end of the sales conversation. Everything else comes before then, okay? So just don't let anything mean anything other than what they are. And lastly, I have a very unpopular opinion. And it's funny because I literally did a poll about this maybe a couple of months ago. And I was asking people if they think that men or women are better at sales naturally. A majority of people said that men are. But I believe very strongly that women are naturally good at sales. But I know that we've been conditioned to believe that sales is masculine. But how I look about it is, selling is serving. Us as women, We love solving problems. We love nurturing. And selling is offering a remedy to a pain or offering a hand up, support to someone who wants to get somewhere. So I want you to think about sales now that you've gone through this whole series. Like, when do we complicate things so much? When do we stop believing that, you know, sales were actually helpful? Like, remember, we are all here to share our gift with the world. And one of the saddest things that you could do is actually the selfish act of keeping your gifts to yourself and not selling all the time and not creating offers that you're excited to sell and not putting amazing content out there and not speaking to ideal clients and not doing all of these different things. And this is literally why I created BSA, because I went through that process of doing sales in a million different types of way, and most importantly, getting lost in doing things someone else's way. And the core promise of BSA is getting your unique path to consistent sales your way. Like, it's all about doing something that works for you based on your current season of life and business. Because, you know, if you are a busy mom like I am versus if you're, you know, 21, just started your business, you have all day, every single day, no other worries. Maybe you don't even pay rent. You don't worry about money. Like, I don't know, different people, different situations. Every single person has a different capacity of energy, of time, of money, of extroversion, of energy in general, you know, for things. So in BSA, what we do is that we do this your way. That's it. You know, it's a 6-month process that genuinely will put you 5 years ahead in your business. I'm telling you this much. So I'm hoping you enjoy this series. I'm hoping to see you inside BSA. Just remember that my DMs are always open. If you have any questions, or just send me a DMs. Everything is down in the show notes. And I'm hoping you enjoyed it. I loved recording this for you. And I will see you in the next episode.